Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
As I said to you, the budget's a vote today by the president. Let me know if you were able to hear some of that, but let me get some reaction. Kiwusa President Mametlwe Sebe is on the line with us. Mr. Sebe, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you, Pimelo, and thank you to the listeners of Kaya.
Your top line reaction to the president's budget vote?
Well, it's self-congratulatory, but I also think it testifies to, you know, the delusions of the political elite and the gulf that separate, you know, the planet that they occupy to the cruel realities of the working class, particularly the black working class and the poorest and the marginalized in this country who continue to be languishing from the devastating levels of unemployment, grinding poverty, and starvation. And I don't think that is very clear from this particular budget speech.
So the president said there was a lot of work, preparatory work behind the scenes, particularly in his office, as you said, self-congratulatory. Well, we may classify it as that. A lot of work that was happening behind the scenes. I see a lot of committees being put together, working groups and the like. And he says now we're going to go into phase two of Vulindlela, and we should be seeing some sort of movement. Do you think there's going to be a palpable and sustainable growth that we are going to see, jobs that we're going to see come out of this, some development that we're going to see out of this, some actual benefits for people on the ground and workers, most importantly?
There are two ways that you can be able to create jobs, really. Either a government-driven public works program, which is what we've been advocating, is a private investor-driven job creation, which is what this government has been saying is a way out. And that has been a dismal failure. And the way to measure that is to say what has been a capital formation, that is the investment of the capitalist class in the creation of factories, of new mines, of new job-creating business enterprises that can overcome the crisis of unemployment in the creation of millions of jobs that young people, especially in this country, need. And when you look at even the measures that they are using, so he says that in 2018 they set themselves the target of, you know, 1.2 trillion. Now, that sounds impressive. What he's not telling you is that at the height of the economic boom, that is in 2007, we had a private or capital investment or capital, capital expenditure on the part of one, both the state-owned enterprises, but also, you know, business enterprise that totaled on a yearly basis at approximately 800 billion. Now, when you measure the rate of, when you divide 1.2 trillion by 5 years, it tells you that at most they were actually having about, you know, 200 and something billion rand a year, which is dismal. It's almost one-fourth of what the country was actually getting by way of investment in 2007 and so on. In fact, the statistics are pointing out that the amount of investment by the businesses was worse under President Zuma, under President Ramaphosa, as it was even in the last years of Zuma, when the situation was worse from the point of view of the private business confidence. And there are reasons. The reason that the capitalist class is not investing is because they are not making profit at the rate at which they want. And that is because the objective conditions, both in terms of the global market where South Africa is located, but also in terms of their own infrastructural backlogs, they don't have that. Now, I don't have, I am not the advisor of the capitalist class in terms of what they need to do. Our role, our position is that capitalism has no way out of this crisis. There's a curse of capitalism. And what we want is a different economy based on the public ownership of the key sectors of the economy, of the minerals of the land by the working class. And on the basis of that, we can then be able to use the industrial capacity that is there in the economy, the resources that are there in the economy, to make sure that we have a mass public works program to rebuild the infrastructure, to ensure that we fix the potholes, to ensure that we fix the water infrastructure that is breaking down and ensuring water outages, to ensure that we generate sufficient, you know, electricity, to ensure that we build schools, universities and colleges, and as well as, of course, clinics and hospitals, in the course of which we are creating millions of jobs, as well as the condition for reindustrialization of this country. There are conditions objectively insofar as we have the vast resources amongst others, right? We have the vast, green renewable energy that is the talk of the town across the world at the present moment, the solar energy and all of that, but also the raw materials in terms of the platinum group metals that are the raw material for the creation of the generation of renewable energy. And in that sense, we can lead a green industrial revolution both for this country but also for the world. And that is not something that this government of national unity, but also, you know, the capitalist system is capable of doing in the current backward neo-colonial capitalism.
So, I mean, they've just entered into this agreement. The policies that you're speaking to are nowhere near what you're suggesting. They are telling us that they're going to bolster their efforts in growing the public-private partnerships that were sort of abandoned at some point. All these ideas that you're throwing at me now are nowhere near the kind of agreements that they've had and they've put together. Yes, of course, they're saying that there'll be a lakhotla, but it's quite clear where their policies are going. So do you have any faith at all in these policies to take us out of where we are into better growth and better prosperity for workers and those who are unemployed?
There is a reason, Pimelu, we've got to be absolutely honest and face the working class and say we need the working class power politically and economically. We need a revolution in this country. We need socialism. There's no way out. Particularly, when the ANC, having failed not only to addressing the plight of the working class in terms of unemployment, in terms of poverty, but also the rising inequalities, is now admitting that they will not be able to address even the historical injustices that has happened in this country, because you can't do that when you have a government in coalition of unrepentant racist colonialists, people who think that the only way to build the economy is to enslave the working class in the most crude and a brutal way, just by working them hard like slaves for almost pittance that is close to nothing. We can't have a situation like that, right? What we do need is a situation wherein the working class begin to reorganize itself, both in terms of the mass organizations, trade unions, community civics, youth movements. We need to be able to build a power that can make sure that we have the workers' government in this country that, through nationalizations of the mines, of the banks, of the factories, will be able to put the economy, will be able to put the minerals, will be able to put the land in the hands of the working class and make sure that the wealth of this country is shared, but also we develop the productive capacity. We need to address all the needs for which there is plenty. Think about it this way. We have workers losing jobs in the construction sector. When there's a massive backlog in terms of housing, in terms of roads, in terms of, you know, all the clinics, you know, the schools, the colleges, the residences and hostels and colleges and universities that need to be built. That is the irrationality of the capitalist system. And none of these people in government are going to resolve that. Even the issues, by the way, of corruption, that they are saying that they're going to resolve, as I was looking at his speech and so on. They're not going to resolve it. Because what the capitalist, but also even the middle class, by the way, consider to be corruption is not what and how the working class understand it. I can tell you, as you know, a union organizer, I can tell you that as a lawyer who works with mining affected communities, from the point of view of the working class, capitalism by its very operation is corrupt. And now let me just give an example, if I still have your minute. Mm-hmm. You know, when the working class communities say that government are corrupt, what do they mean? A mining company goes to an area, let's say in Limpopo. It promises heaven and earth, right? Mm. We are going to build you, we are going to create jobs that are decent pay, we are going to build you schools, clinics, stadiums, all of these things and so on. They are not given a mining license. on those conditions, as soon as they start to mine, the commodity cycles is negatively affecting their bottom line, their profits. Mm. Now, the very government that was there with the community, that was there when the mine was making promises, that underwrote and ensured to the community that we are going to hold this mining company accountable to that. Suddenly, look at the balance sheet of the company. It says, well, they're making profits. But you know what? They are still employing people. They are still paying. We can't push them too far, right? We're going to overlook the commitment that they've made in terms of social and labor plan. Mm. From the point of view of the community, the fact that the government can ignore a legally binding social corporate responsibility, that is what corruption for them consists in. And I can tell you, they come to my office always saying, well, that government official has been bribed because he was there when we agreed with the mining company, they are not fulfilling their promises. You are not going to convince them that there's no corruption. So I'm just saying to you that the way that working class people understand and experience the corruption of the system is far removed from the world of your DAs of this world that understands corruption only in terms of a very narrow mathematical accounting principles, which are not going to be feeding many working class people that are having their land dispossessed in a colonial fashion by the mining industries that are now encouraged and were told when they are saying that they want to cut the red tape, deregulating, meaning they are even going to take away what minimum obligations they have towards this community. That is only going to aggravate the sense of violations and a sense of injustice on the part of the community.
But Mr. Sibe, look, you know, all these are great, but we have to admit that those who are socialists in their way of seeing the world and the policies that they want to follow have managed to organize themselves. You now have what they're calling the GNU. Where are people like yourselves? Where are, when you say you need to organize, why is it taking so long to organize? And what does that look like? And when will the socialists get their act together?
Well, we are talking has made a commitment from its Congress about the need for the Workers' Party in this country. It has launched the Working Class Summit. Obviously, the question of organization is not just a question of our subjective desires as well. Mm. It's a question of the rhythm of the class struggle. The way that communities have been organizing and coordinating, and what we have seen in the past decade and so on, is struggles that are of defensive character. That is, a community just wanting what? Water, houses, for their local areas. And they are organized locally, and they have not been able to come together. And the problem that we have facing the working class today is a question of coordination, is a question of the unity. That you have a situation wherein the working class is often revolved in all the major theaters of struggle, on the industrial plane, on the universities. You know, the struggles are, you know, around access, education, fees, and so on and so on, the struggle for service delivery in communities, for jobs, and all those things and so on. Every community in this country has some form of crisis committee, some form of forum. One thing that will be a slander to a black working class is to accuse them of lack of determination, of the, you know, of the lack of determination to struggle. That is the reason that this country is considered the world capital of protest. The problem and the crisis consist in our capacity to coordinate, to unite, and that, until now, by the way, was because of the policy of the main organizations of the leadership, I mean, of the workers' movement. The fact that the biggest federation was, and in many ways, continue to be in alliance with the political party that has been responsible for the social crisis facing the working class, means that they've separated workers from communities, and they've separated students from the workers and, of course, from the communities and so on. Now, the breaking down of the alliance, beginning with the events at Marikana, mine workers, now the formation of SAFTU, all of that are process of the historical clarification, but also the working class reasserting its class and political independence. And we believe in due course that will lead to a greater coordination, greater unity, but also the struggle for power and for socialism.
Appreciate your time. Kiwusa President is Mametle Sibei there. As you could hear, you know, they're quite passionate. This is not what they wanted to see. This is not what they wanted to hear. And as he says, you know, there needs to be more efforts put together to galvanize people like themselves, organizations like themselves, to move towards a more socialist kind of policy. But we continue to get reaction. If you were able to follow the budget vote today, please let me know what you thought of it. 086-00-00-0959. I'll take you through some of the stuff, but we'll get some reaction as well as we go through the show.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.